Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.
So, in the studio with me today, I've got Özlem Warren, who is a lovely Turkish chef and published author and runs cookery classes and all sorts of things. Good afternoon, Özlem.
Merhaba, good afternoon.
Sorry, I didn't have your mic on then.
That's all right. Merhaba, as we say in Turkish.
Merhaba.
It's lovely to be back.
Oh, it's lovely to have you back here. Özlem's been on the show a couple of times, so do look for those podcasts. One was a year ago and one was 2 years ago, so you're always in November.
Yeah.
I know you've just come back from America, Özlem, so how was your trip?
It was a really special trip, Jill. I lived in the US for 6 years, and in Austin, Texas, the capital, and I had a chance to teach Turkish cookery at the Central Market Cooking Schools. So it was very special to go back this time with my cookery book, Özlem's Turkish Table. And it was, you know, fabulous folks, very interested in the cuisine, but also the stories and the heritage and the history of that part of the world. It was a joy to share. Really good classes.
Oh, that's good. Well, I've got a copy of your books. I've been to a few of your demos, and I have to say it's the most beautiful book.
That's very kind. Thank
you
very much.
So beautifully put together. Would make ideal Christmas presents. The photographs, the recipes. It is a beautiful, beautiful book.
It's very kind of you. Thank you.
So we have, obviously, Christmas for us Christians in the UK coming up. But I know the Turkish, is the majority of the Turkish population Muslim?
Yes, it is. I would say about 99% of the population is Muslim. But having said that, my roots go back to ancient Antioch, Antakya. It's actually where my book is focused, Southern Turkish cuisine, with Antakya being the central. So I grew up in Antakya, spent many childhood holidays in my grandmother's 450-year-old ancient home, which is actually the opening page of my cookery, because where, you know, all the cookery and inspirations and stories came alive. And my uncle, Shakir, and my grandpa, Supi, were food merchants, prominent food merchants. So they would trade spices and fresh produce. But next door, Aleppo, within the Hatay province too. And they were quite, you know, prominent figures in this community. And there's a Christian community, there's the Jewish community, there's Armenian community, there's a Muslim community. So my uncle and grandpa would celebrate Hanukkah with their Jewish friends.
Yeah.
They would, you know, celebrate Noel, as we call it, or, you know, Christmas with their Christian friends. And they would also, you know, celebrate Ramadan with the Muslim community. And you can still see in Antakya church bells ring along with muezzin calling for a prayer for Muslims. And in this day and age, I think it's very precious, and it's important to celebrate this sort of community.
Yeah, because so often there's conflict between the different religions.
Yeah, I mean, if one wants it, one can achieve it. You know, it's still in Antakya. It makes me so happy and grateful seeing that small oasis of land. And everyone lives happily. Respect, I think, isn't it? Bottom line of everything.
Yes.
Respect for one another. Tolerance.
Yeah.
So I love that diversity, and that's what I wanted to reflect in my cookery book. Talking about the stories, a lot of personal stories in the book, family photos, and it's sort of like a love letter, I think, to my homeland.
Yeah. Do you know, I've been to Turkey a few times, and I have to say, whichever part you go to, the people are very gentle, they're very friendly.
Very hospitable.
Oh, very hospitable. Yeah.
There's a big, you know, we have a saying in Turkish which says, başımın üstünde yerin var. That means I place you at top of my head. So, you know, if we have a slice of bread, we think it is lovely when it's shared. You know, it tastes better when it's shared. And, you know, growing up with that high emphasis on hospitality and sharing, when I started living abroad after we got married in 2002, I was desperate. I was missing home, desperately wanted to recreate the recipe, because that's your connection back to your home.
Yes.
You know, it's a piece of home for you. And Austin was very kind to us, and cookery school were very supportive. Day one, they asked me if I had a cookery book. And I said, I don't have one, but I'll write one. Took me 10 years, but it was well worth the effort. I think it is
well worth the effort.
Very kind.
Maybe we can share a recipe, something that we would all like at Christmas.
See, you know, I have two things in my mind. One of them was, I know you love vegan food.
I do.
And my book Though there is, meat and chicken recipes, about 75% is vegetarian. And I love vegetables because Turkish cuisine is based on seasonal produce and sort of gently flavored with oil, olive oil, nuts and spices and lemon juice, pomegranate molasses. Mm. Very Ortalenji style food, if you like his cooking. So I have this lovely recipe on the vegetable section. And I know some of the folks also have my cookery book, so it might be a good idea for them too. It is Antakya's Zilk inspiration, which is leafy greens, or it could be Swiss chard, or even spinach cooked in olive oil with onions, peppers, and then once we cook that and sort of gently simmer it, and we add the lemon juice, add a bit of zinc, a bit of red pepper flakes for a gentle heat, and then on a separate pan I cook, sort of roast the pine nuts.
Yes.
And then I add on top of that, gives a lovely texture and crunch. And I think you might like it. I think I'd really have it as a side.
I might have had something like that.
Because I remember talking about, or maybe you might have the ezme with the walnuts in it, another sort of vegan recipe.
Yeah.
But this is great with grilled fish, yes, if you like, or just as a side. Some folks like to add in their pasta.
Yes.
Toss with pasta.
Yeah. So if in the holiday season you've had so much food that you need something maybe a little bit lighter,
this would be perfect, wouldn't it? I brought you some kembe cookies from Antakya. So that's very festive. This is called, so Antakya, being at the southern part of Turkey, it's a part of that rich Levantine culture and cuisine, the Eastern Mediterranean cuisine. So you see the variations of this lovely crumbly cookie in Lebanese. I teach in Jordan twice a year. In Amman, they call it mamul. So it's a lovely crumbly cookie, but it's shaped in, you know, this beautiful wooden mold. In this photo.
Well,
so
yes.
And
so what's in the biscuit?
So in the biscuit, you could add dates and walnuts.
Okay.
We traditionally add walnuts with a sort of like a mamul spice mix, which incorporates ground cinnamon and a couple of vanilla extract and all that.
Mm.
And it's beautiful, you know, and I love it again because in Antakya, Jewish folks use that for Hanukkah and Christmas.
You could almost add sort of cranberries and cinnamon. And make it a sort of Christmassy one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, that might be an interesting one. There's a baklava recipe in the book.
Well, my family love that.
Yeah. Or if you fancy apricot, fruity one, there's a dried baked apricot dessert with walnuts. This is my to-go dessert because lovely finger food.
Yes.
Very easy to make. Gluten-free, vegan, all that sort of stuff. But bottom line is, really, healthy food can be really delicious. And easy to make.
Yes.
There's lots of stuff in my cookery book you can prep ahead of time.
Yes.
Which is a lifesaver, because I know we all live rather busy lives,
I know. And you're right, healthy food is delicious.
Absolutely.
Sometimes if you've been really on a horrible diet, you might need your taste buds to adjust.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
even giving up things like coffee, it takes a little bit of time to make sure you adjust the way you feel and your emotions. But with most foods, if you find you can cut them out of your diet for a month or 6 weeks, when you try and eat them again, they'll taste disgusting.
I tell you what, I used to have quite a bit of sugar in my tea. I hope, Leonie, my dear friend, you're not listening to that. But I cut back so much, now I have hardly ever. And as you say, if I by mistake put a little bit, oh my goodness, how
just
on earth?
Just so sweet, I know.
It's all in... Yeah. You know, we all need to make that decision, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
So if you're eating fried chicken all the time, just cut it out or cut it down until you stop
Portion
it.
Portion control is also very important.
Portion control is very important. Mm. And yet with something like that leafy greens recipe,
Absolutely.
You could eat a huge portion of that.
Hugely. Yeah. And you feel good about
you
eating
feel good
that,
about
you
it.
Know. And that's what I thought. Well, if it makes me feel good, that's great.
That's great.
And it's easy to make.
Yeah.
And packed with goodness. And, you know, and you get to prepare for your loved ones.
Because
that's always my starting point. I'm an average cook, but I just love sharing and having people around. And
No, you're more than an average cook, Oslam. I've eaten your food a few times in different
Bless
events.
You. Well,
so you're more than an average cook. But I have to say, you're right. If you love your family and your friends, you want to serve them something
Nurture
delicious
them.
And healthy.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Oslam, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us again. Can we just give a website where people can
Absolutely.
Get hold
That's
of the book?
Very kind. Well, it is the signed copies at the moment, and the first print run. Almost about to run out.
Wow.
We need to think about the second print run, which is I'm delighted.
Yeah.
So a book is called Özlem's Turkish Table. It's only available predominantly at my website. If they, if they go to özlemsturkishtable.com, they'll see the link and sign copies. And we'll be more than happy to make someone smile and enjoy delicious, good food. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Awesome. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
That was Oslam Warren talking to us about her beautiful cookbook.
Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.